shopping without thinking. They're not asking the right questions. Is this a qualified health plan? You know, do I have unlimited coverage? And what people need to know is once they start asking you medical questions on an application, it's not a qualified health plan, and your benefits are going to be limited to run the other way.
Let me ask you, as we look ahead, does it matter who runs Congress as to what happens on our health care? Or is that purely a state-by-state thing?
That's a great question. And maybe, our governor could do some things, could make some changes within our state. But, that's a great question. So the answer is yes. The problem is in Washington, when they passed the Affordable Care Act, and I'm quoted, I got it all over Facebook, et cetera, it was obvious that this wasn't going to work for the average person. Unless you were making no money, it didn't make sense. And those people that were getting qualified health plans by the standards of 2013 were happy. Everybody complained about their insurance going up year over year or whatever because there was standard increases. But insurance companies generally had much, much lower rates. For example, if you were between the ages of 60 and 64, you could have bought what I would call then a catastrophic plan with a $5,000 deductible. Husband and wife would be both paying $224 a month, and their out-of-pocket was $7,500, and they had copays. That plan today for a husband and wife will cost probably $2,200 a month.
Wow.
So the oxymoronic expression of affordable health care has been thrown out the window. And there's a lot of things that need to be changed, and I think attempt to take control of our healthcare system sounded really good, but it's been a failure. It's a total flop. And right now we're all in jeopardy of losing in a big way, and we don't realize it.
And it's
scary.
So, Pat, what happens if people simply, like we saw in the housing bubble in 2008, where people just walked away from their homes and their mortgages and that kind of thing? What happens if somebody just decides, I'm going to go it alone? I can't afford $2,200 a month. I just can't afford that for my health insurance. What happens to the system?
It's a great question. I mean, you're getting to that point. I mean, Kevin, I got clients that are over 60, a couple. I think I told you this on the air before. Great friends of mine. And they had to pick who was going to get the insurance. Who was sicker than me? My husband's sicker than me. He needs it more than I do. But when you're both over 60, you know as well as I do, anything could happen. And unfortunately, people can't afford to make a mortgage payment, their health insurance. And on top of that, have an exposure of anywhere from another $14,000 to $18,000, I mean, for a couple. And when you start to look at those numbers, you start to think about it carefully and start saying, you know what? I can't afford it. I'm going to have to do without. I'm going to try to. I had one client I wrote last week. She goes, I'm buying insurance. I'll be 65 in 16 months, but I got to do this because my kids are killing me because they want me to get a physical. And she basically said, if I pass the physical with flying colors, I'm dropping the insurance.
That is incredible. Is there anything that you'd like to see be done in Carson City? They're going to be back in session in February, just a month away. Is there anything you'd like to see them do? Even though you've got kind of a split government with a Republican governor and Democrat assembly and state Senate, anything you'd like to see?
Yeah, actually, it's funny. The Democrats claim to be the saviors of health care for the average American, and yet they're failing. I'd like to see the Democrats and the Republicans this session put together a BDR and outlaw those fake plans. I also think that they should make it mandated that anybody who's buying insurance on the exchange from an agent, that agent is not contracted with every vendor, that they have to disclose that up front, because, and quite honestly, that's not giving the client the best option. When you go on the exchange, you're looking at finding the most competitive plans that fit your need. And if I can't write for everybody, then I'm limited. I may not be giving you the best exposure that you need. Maybe I'm only looking out for myself. It's really important that if we're going to do this right for all Americans, not Democrats, not and for Republicans, but all Americans, that our session this year, they get together and they outlaw fake plans to make sure people are getting real insurance. They need to come up with better ideas. Maybe we should bring in a lottery and use the proceeds from the lottery to help offset prescription costs for our senior citizens. Some other we need to be more creative. And I got to tell you, instead of worrying about selling something outside the state and getting a tax on it, maybe we should start looking at how can we drive the cost of healthcare for our constituents to reasonability. And I think in Washington they failed, and I think here in Nevada we're failing.
Pat, your services are free, am I right? And if folks want to reach out to you, if they want to find out more about their health care, maybe get a second opinion on their health care coverage, how can they do it?
Simply by calling me, 702-286-1014. That's 286-1014. Especially those people that are Cobra. A lot of people think, I could get a cheaper plan getting off Cobra, and they'd be surprised to find out. I may tell them, hey, I don't get paid for it, but stay right where you're at. I make a flat amount of money on each application I write. So the government does, it's paid for by the carrier. It's already built in. So getting me doesn't cost you a cent more, but what you do get is if there's a claim or if there's an issue or you're not satisfied with your plan, we can change that course of the river and make it work for you.
Pat, it's good to have you back in town, my friend, and glad you're safe and sound and that you and the family are doing well. We will talk with you along the way. Thank you so much, and we'll talk again soon.
You got it. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Pat Casale, the owner of the MultiCare Group and the vice chairman of the Clark County Republican Party. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Got a few crashes to look out for on the surface streets right now. Southbound Decatur at Spring Mountain. Eastbound Charleston and Nellis. Got an incident there. Also southbound Eastern at Rochelle. On the freeways right now, it doesn't look too bad on Interstate 15. There is one exception, though, on Interstate 15 southbound in the resort area there at Flamingo. So do expect some congestion through that construction area of 15 South. That's between Flamingo and Warm Springs, and hopefully they'll have that project completed by the end of February. Also, you'll tap the brakes as you approach Interstate 15 on the Southern Beltway. That's 215 eastbound, past Decatur.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by the Score app. Bills safety DeMar Hamlin is still in critical condition in Cincinnati after being resuscitated twice on Monday. That's according to his uncle Dorian Glenn. The 24-year-old collapsed on the field during Monday's game and spent the night in the intensive care unit at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. Hamlin is reportedly sedated and still on a ventilator. A fundraiser that Hamlin set up 2 years ago for Christmas toy donations has hit more than $5 million. The original goal of the GoFundMe was $2,500. More than 175,000 people have donated to the cause. As far as the game goes, the NFL announced that the matchup will not be resumed this week with no change to the Week 18 schedule. The Bills are scheduled to host the Patriots this Sunday night. The Bengals are home against the Ravens. Both teams have already clinched playoff berths. Now it's just a matter of where they're seated. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Let me guess. Unknown caller? You could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection. The latest innovation from Discover will help regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And we'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection.
Hi, this is Mark Thomas. Question, are you a business owner? Do you like free government money? If so, listen up. The federal government has promised over $135 billion in tax refunds for small and medium-sized businesses that kept employees on payroll through COVID. Business owners are eligible for the employee retention credit even if they received PPP funds. RefundsPro.com specializes in cutting through the red tape of qualifying for this government program to make it quick and easy. RefundsPro does all the heavy lifting, and most refunds are over $100,000. Couldn't you use that money right about now? There's no downside to apply and absolutely no fees unless you receive a refund. RefundsPro.com has helped hundreds of businesses qualify. And the best part? You don't have to pay a penny back to the government. This is as close as it gets to free government money. There is a deadline, so visit RefundsPro.com and get started before it's too late. Visit RefundsPro.com. That's RefundsPro.com.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is so bizarre. I mean, it really honestly is. I mean, it's like really bizarre. They're into a sixth vote for speaker. Six. I mean, this is ridiculous. And what is amazing is that there are people around the country that are saying, why aren't you doing what we sent you to Washington to do? We didn't send you to Washington for gridlock, even one-party gridlock. I mean, this is Republicans versus Republicans. Now we've got Byron Donalds, a Republican from Florida, who has had his name entered into nomination. He has garnered 20 votes, and he's nominated again on this sixth vote. We'll let you. We'll take you to the floor of the United States House of Representatives a little bit later. But I want to go to a guy that I view as being very, very smart when it comes to politics. He knows the House of Representatives. He's a former Speaker of the House. He is Newt Gingrich. Was on with Hannity last night. This is cut number 3, by the way, Jim. And it was interesting. Through all of this, last night, Newt Gingrich said, I'm not really afraid of the chaos created by all of this. This is Newt Gingrich from last night on Hannity.
You know, I can't explain it. I understand that you could have one or two or three people who are crazy. But the fact that you had 19 people vote 3 times, and then Byron Donalds joined them on the grounds that he didn't have the votes yet. But even then, that means you have 20 people voting against, they're not voting against McCarthy, they're voting against the House Republican Conference. The conference was 10-1 in favor of McCarthy on the floor. He got 85% of the vote when there was a between he and Andy Gibbs in the conference itself as to who should be the speaker. And these people are taking on their shoulders, setting a standard that any 5 members of that conference could go out and destroy everything. You know, Lincoln, in his first inaugural, warned that the problem of secession is once you establish that principle, then everybody can secede from everybody. These 5 people need to take a deep breath tonight and ask themselves, are they really want to send a signal that every 5 people in the conference can screw up everything for whatever reason? And believe me, I know from personal conversations that last night, 3 of them went in and presented Kevin McCarthy with 30-some different demands, most of them involving personal advancement. I mean, they weren't talking about ideology. They weren't talking about principles. They were talking about who gets which committee, who gets to be chairman, things that clearly are an effort to blackmail all of the rest of the conference. And I think the rest of the conference understands this is a core decision. Do the 202 win or do the 20 win? And in a free society, you cannot, just as you can't give in to terrorists and you can't give in to hostage takers, you can't allow them to take the conference hostage and win. I hope that in a conference tomorrow morning, when people have had a good night's sleep, have a chance to talk, I hope they can find some key policy, not patronage, a key policy position that'll bring back enough of the members to get this over with on the first ballot tomorrow. I'm personally not all that shaken. We had 9 ballots to pick a speaker in 1923. We had 133 ballots to pick a speaker in 1855. So this is not unprecedented. And even in the case of Pelosi, she had to negotiate with people, get several of them to vote president and stay out of the way. So, you know, currently this is not a disaster. But if these people don't take seriously their responsibility to their colleagues, not to Kevin, but to their colleagues in the conference, then I think it could grow into a disaster.
That was Newt Gingrich last night on Hannity on Fox News Channel. Okay, you've heard from the pundits, the talking heads, the folks with opinions, and I want to find out from you, because you are the customer. You are the client. What should happen? Should Kevin McCarthy step down? Is this something where for the good of the party, the good of the nation, to get us going again? I mean, right now we have an inoperative House of Representatives. And I think it may be time for Kevin McCarthy to say, I can't do it. Under the rules as constituted now, I can't win. Unless people change their mind. And nobody seems to be, at least through six votes, they don't appear to be changing their minds. I'm going to open up our phone lines, and I'd love to hear from you. It's one thing to hear from people in D.C. It is quite another to hear from people who are the customer. You and me are clients. We are customers. And that's why this is so vitally important. 844, the number 2 Nevada, that's 844-263-8232. And if you're a first-time caller, let Gentleman Jim know that you're a first-time caller. He'll move you up in line. He'll give you a little extra love. Our survival rate is right around 100%. We lose one from time to time. We do. I admit it. Anyway, we will get to your calls coming up in just a couple minutes. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Celebrate the holiday season in a picture-perfect winter wonderland, featuring real snow, holiday games, rides, and treats. Snow Carnival will create a storybook experience of exploration and wonder for the entire family, November 23rd through January 8th. Snow Carnival Holiday Forest at M Resort. For tickets and information, visit us at snowcarnival.com.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Reduced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, I was thinking about this whole scenario in the United States House of Representatives, and I realize that it doesn't impact your life, except you're paying these people $174,000 a year to legislate, to make laws. And nothing's happening in the House of Representatives. And because nothing is happening in the House of Representatives, no laws will get made. None. Zero. Nada. Nothing will happen. There is no speaker. There is no House. And thus, there is no Congress. The Founding Fathers looked at this, and they must be rolling over in their graves, watching these people flounder as they are. One of the things that I think is troubling is that there doesn't seem to be any shape. There doesn't seem to be any apology from members of Congress. Hey, I want to take this time, instead of making a speech, I want to just say we're really sorry that this is happening. We're sorry that it has to be this way. It's the rules of the House of Representatives. And essentially, I'm sorry. There's none of that. Do you notice that? There's no remorse. There's no nothing. We'll see what you think. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. You know what was interesting, though? Yesterday, on the floor of the United States Senate, before they did the switchover from the 117th Congress to the 118th Congress, Ben Sasse, a Nebraska senator, made his farewell speech. He is going to be resigned, and a little bit later on this month, he will become president of the University of Florida. getting a good gig, good payday, and he doesn't have to run for office. Not bad. Let's go to cut one real quick. This is Senator Ben Sasse. He has been at odds with Trump over the last couple of years, and he made yesterday his farewell speech before becoming president of the University of Florida. Here it is.
We need Americans to believe they can build again. We need to believe that loving your neighbor is more important than the policy disagreements. We need to be invested in those actually central institutions that make the nation vibrant. And this is why the Senate matters so much. For the Senate doesn't build the other institutions, but more than any other single institution, more than any other place, more than any other room, more than any other room, this body, this place, and this floor has a special place to play in advocating for all of those other institutions where people actually break bread and provide care to the dying. The Senate has a special role to play in America's recovery. Senators, colleagues, and friends, each of us knows that this institution doesn't work very well right now. Each of us knows we should be taking a look in the mirror and acknowledging that lives lived in a politicized echo chamber are unworthy of a place that calls itself a deliberative body, let alone the world's greatest deliberative body. Too many of the so-called debates here aren't debates at all, not in the way that Webster or Clay, Dirksen or Chase Smith could even recognize. When we're being honest with each other, which usually means when we're in one of the very rare occasions where cameras aren't present, we all know that a big chunk of the performative yelling that happens here and in every hearing room is just about being booked for even more performative yelling at night on TV. It might feel good temporarily, a little dopamine hit to fire off a clever tweet or get booked on a supposedly prime slot, but honestly, almost nobody's watching and the share is getting smaller. Run the numbers. 99% of political tweets come from 5.5% of Americans. The primetime lineups of the three biggest cable networks almost never hit 2% of the public. So much of the performative BS that happens around here is about getting invited on shows that don't have an audience.
Isn't that the truth? Let's go to Chris. Chris, you're up and you're on AM 670 KMZQ, live and local. I'm glad you called. Happy New Year.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Doing good, man. What's up?
Good. Yeah, so I disagree with you a little bit. I keep hearing on TV, especially the rhinos on Fox News, saying, oh, this is embarrassing, and the Democrats are cackling. Let them cackle. Who cares? This is democracy. Every time the Democrats do something, the comment that we give them all the time is, man, they just toe the line. They get in line. They're like brown shirts. They just, you know, there's no difference of opinion in the Democrat Party. And to have a difference and a fight over something is actually refreshing to me, and that's democracy. Now, let's see how it plays out. I think embarrassment is the last thing you need to worry about. I think that those who are objecting, they have good grounds. Now, I'll say this. They didn't put forth somebody to oppose Kevin McCarthy, so that's what's working against them, although Matt Gaetz nominated Jim Jordan, but let them fight it out. I don't really think it's a big deal. I think it's better that they can, the small-R Republicans can fight for the ideas that most of us want, like term limits, etc.
Hey, Chris, thank you, man. I appreciate it. And can I tell you, you and I are not in total disagreement. Thank you for the call, by the way. That was Chris. We'll get to more of your call. In fact, I want to explore this at the top of the next hour. So jump on board right now. You may agree with Chris, you may agree with me, or you may agree with both of us. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. What should we do to break the logjam? We're going to need a seventh vote. To find out who the next Speaker of the House is going to be. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The
revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
The showroom at South Point welcomes you to another great new year of entertainment. Well, backed by popular demand. Bob Anderson, legendary Las Vegas singer and